It's my hope on these last few programs in the summer series to be able to present considerably more music from Hambone Kelly's by the Lou Waters Band without additional commentary on my part. Suffice to say, from 1948 until 1950, there were frequent personnel changes and considerably more sitting in by other jazzmen than had been the case in the earlier days. The results were irregular and, as often as not, quite superior and quite often disorganized. But the music was less distinctively Waters-sounding and thus often neglected by the original Yerba Buena Band fans. For this reason, I'm attempting in each broadcast to present comparative selections matching the so-called original big band in previously unreleased performances, whenever possible, against the smaller aggregations of future years. This program marks the seventh in my summer series devoted to the post-war Yerba Buena jazz band led by trumpeter Lou Waters. Undoubtedly, the greatest influence exercised by this group, almost three-quarters of whose time was spent at the cooperative restaurant club named Hambone Kelly's, was in its localizing a particular phase of life for thousands of Bay Regionites, most of them specifically of World War II's lost generation. Although many may have been jazz fans prior to the war, and large numbers undoubtedly were just as happy to dance to other and more popular and more commercial, is that Lou Waters, the Yerba Buena Jazz Band, and Hambone Kelly's represent something very different and often something very uniquely special. Lest the cynics doubt my words, I should comment that a majority of my mail, and it has been flatteringly large these last few weeks, has been from borderline jazz fans who have enjoyed the aura, the freewheeling, audience-punctuated background, just as much as the music itself. I'm immodest enough to think that this is the first broadcast jazz series anywhere which has made use, for the most part, of early tape recordings for its raw material, and I must say it's benefited far beyond expectations because of it. In the winter of 1947 and 48, the full Yerba Buena band gradually lost some of its charter members, and by the summer was an established nucleus of five or six, which welcomed visiting firemen, but generally conscientiously developed a new sound out of the altered complement. In June of 48, banjo vocalist Clancy Hayes returned to his post in the band, one which he had shared in the pre-war days, and we joyed in such vigorous interpretations as this: I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas.
Just found this here town, just arrived today. My home's way down in little old town, not so far. But everybody 4 miles around, call me by my name. Now that I'm in your fair town, you better do the same. 'Cause I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, and you ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a cable-cut cutie, got a gal called Katie. Boy, you ought to see me strut. Got a cable-cut cutie, she's a gal called Katie. A little heavy-laden, but such a lady. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Duma. You ought to see me do my
Stuma. And the band at Hambone Kelly's, Clancy Hayes on I'm a Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas. And we'll continue now throughout the broadcast with other specially recorded renditions from Hambone Kelly's. What may have been lost in the early tape and frequently crystal microphoned reproductions is somewhat compensated for by the utter joy of informal, unfettered improvisation. Here is the basic group, that far-famed Whorehouse Five, with the Richard M. Jones Blues, a Waters original, on an old theme by the great 1920s Chicago pianist, and a unique small group version of Irish Black Bottom.
Thank you.
Richard M. Jones Blues, and The Irish Black Bottom. During that year of 1950, which was to be the last for Hambone Kellys, some of the Wayward Sons returned for a night or two and occasionally brought their newfound jazz colleagues. Naturally, the greatest fun was when Turk Murphy arrived, just happening to bring his horn, and presented Don Kinch on cornet to fill in the classic two-horn lead with Lou Waters. I know that these performances are the most popular I've presented in bygone weeks, and I'm pleased to herewith air a few more. These date to August of 1950, almost exactly 7 years ago tonight, to be exact. The group is a full seven pieces with dual trombone and trumpet cornet performance. We'll hear Jazz Me Blues, Dr. Jazz, and Yellow Dog Blues. Jazz Me Blues, Dr. Jazz, and the Yellow Dog Blues.